History made in Maryland today as Governor Wes Moore pardoned more than 175,000 marijuana convictions. Now, the move comes almost a year and a half after Marylanders voted to legalize the recreational use of weed in the state. And this is considered the largest state pardon in U.S. history.
Joining us live now is Maryland Governor Wes Moore. Governor, thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much for having me on.
So walk us through this. Why do this now? What did it take for you to get to this point? And why did you do it at this point?
Well, because, Maryland just voted to open up a recreational cannabis industry. And we're really proud of the fact that for the past year and a half, we have rolled out what many believe to be not just the smoothest, but the most equitable rollout of recreational cannabis that this country has seen, with with 174 social equity applicants. And the thing that we also know is that you cannot talk about the benefits of legalization if you're not also willing to wrestle with the consequences of criminalization. That we now have a burgeoning and a multi-billion-dollar industry that also at the same time. We have people who are still sitting with misdemeanor cannabis convictions that are being blocked from employment opportunities and the ability to get student loans and the ability to receive mortgage support. And so this was a chance to right some significant historical wrongs, because you cannot have people who have criminal records for something that is no longer illegal. And this was important that Maryland really leads the way. And so I'm proud that, we just signed the most sweeping mass pardon of simple and misdemeanor cannabis convictions in this country's history.
Governor, explain for our listeners, when you talk about pardoning, what does that mean? And does it actually clear their record, or is there still a public record there? And will that next step to expunge be taken by the state as well?
Yeah, so for people who receive, we have over 175,000 cannabis convictions that just received a pardon today. So for those individuals, there's nothing else that they need to do. They now have gubernatorial pardons. And so they can just go and check their case file or go to any public kiosk at any courtroom in the state and to see that their record has now been altered and now has a gubernatorial pardon on it. For individuals who are also looking for clean expungements, that is a process that individuals can go through. The Maryland General Assembly is already taking leadership on this type of front. One of the key missing components was actually the pardon piece, which we just took care of this morning. But individuals can also go through an expungement process to have everything cleaned as well.
Governor, in your announcement today, you noted that brown and black people in Maryland have been convicted and charged with these kinds of crimes disproportionately than whites and others in the state. Can you give us a little bit more insight on how big the disparity is?
Yes, I mean, when people indicate that these pardons are going to have a disproportionate impact on communities of color, on the African American community. The truth is that's because the criminalization of cannabis has had a disproportionate impact on the African American community and communities of color. If you look at the state of Maryland, we have 24 jurisdictions in the state of Maryland. If you just take three of them, Baltimore City, Baltimore County, and Prince George's County, just three of the 24 jurisdictions, those three jurisdictions represent around 60% of the cannabis convictions that we've had in our history. Three jurisdictions represent about 60% of the cannabis, a little under 60% of what we've seen historically. This type of thing, these type of disparities are troubling. And so we know that if we're trying to do things like add an equity lens to the work that we're doing, if we're trying to do things like be able to address the racial wealth gap. And again, when we're talking about wealth, it just simply means the ability to own more than you owe, the ability to pass something off to your children besides debt. We have to remove the barriers that continue to stand in people's way for them to be able to enter back into a workforce, for them to be able to get a degree, a higher education degree, the ability for them to be able to own a home, because we know that home ownership is one of the fastest abilities to gain and grow wealth in our society. And so the disparities are real that we continue to see when it comes to everything from wealth to home ownership to educational attainment. And this becomes an important component, important facet for us to be able to address that.
Governor, while we have you and as we wrap up with you this afternoon, wanted to take the opportunity to ask you about another case that's getting a lot of attention, and that was the killing of parole agent Davis Martinez, as he was in a house on a home visit in Montgomery County. Been a lot of calls to change what is happening in Maryland and to better protect the parole and probation agents. What is your reaction to this, and what do you think is going to happen immediately at the state level, or can happen, to try and prevent something like this from happening again?
I think what happened to Agent Martinez is not just heartbreaking. It's barbaric, and the calls to be able to add increased protection, increased support for members of parole and probation and DPSCS. I'm hearing them loud and clear, and we are going to act on these things, and we need to. We have to make sure that our public servants are safe. We have to make sure that the people whose job it is to protect us, who are willing to raise their hands to serve our state, that they have everything that they need to return home to their families. And so we have already begun the process. We are going to make sure that adjustments that need to be made are made, but we have to make sure that our public servants are safe inside of their work.